Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the John Pipe Bomb Show. Bam, 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 bam. Actually, today's not even a good day to be happy. A lot of shit is going down. Where do we start? It has been reported that Ms. Sasha Banks has been released by the WWE. Finally, official. I don't even know if it's official. It's still rumors and reports at this point. But that's what word going around is. Before, remember, it was quiet. It was hush. Nothing. And then, finally, reports came out that WWE has finally granted her release. Still not the official yet, but that's the rumors and reports. And you got to take them with a grain of salt. Maybe, you know, maybe in time, you know, everything comes out. But I'm sorry, I'm giving you one of these driving rants. I'm a drive and I'm a rant. There we go. So yeah, Sasha Banks. Yep. If she goes, obviously, we know what the big game in town is. We know what the second biggest game in town is. It's AEW, and people are already saying they see her at All Out. The next pay-per-view for AEW in August, I think it's in August, is All Out. So there you go. People see her popping up there. Challenging Jade Cargill for the TBS title. Hey, that's a match. That's a match, and yeah, I see them doing something like that. If the rumors are true. But we gotta see. We gotta give it some time. But that's not even the big news. That's not even the biggest news to date. Biggest news coming out of, I think, as of yesterday, look. Yeah, yesterday. Yesterday or the day before. Is that Vince McMahon is being investigated because he has used $3 million of company money as hush money for a woman he had an affair with. Was this a former wrestler? Was this someone he had an on-air, you know, quote-unquote storyline affair with? Was it Trish Stratus? Was it fucking Dawn Marie? Was it Sable or any of these? No. Apparently, in 1986, this is all alleged. So we got to take everything with a grain of salt. We got to wait for the full details. Everything's still being investigated. But in 1986, there was a female referee. I'm driving, so I can't even look up her name. I saw it yesterday. And she had went into Vince McMahon's limo to discuss her contract. At that point, you know, she was asked, forced to give him oral sex for that contract. When she didn't, it was alleged that, this is all alleged, that he raped her either that night or, you know, sometime after. Now, listen. I'm not one of these people who say, well, they should have, you know, said something at the time. Oh, they came forward so many years later. No, that's not even the case now. This is just, he was being investigated about you know, moving money around, or money laundering, or whatever the fuck. And he got caught, and he's being investigated. This woman still, we don't even know if this woman came forward. All we know is that the board of directors was notified that $3 million were moved out of the account from WWE money, and that's what it was being used for. It was being given to someone as hush money because Vince McMahon was having an affair with someone. And I said what I said a couple minutes, seconds ago, of I'm not one of those people. Because a lot of people, when, you know, it's a celebrity or something, and they come and someone come out and go, well, in the 80s or the 90s, you know, they were, you know, they did something sexual to me and I couldn't speak out. And yeah, I can see someone not fucking coming out against Vince McMahon. When Bill Cosby, like, not to get straight too far away, when Bill Cosby first came out, when the first person came out and then the next person, and then at a point it was like 30, 40 women came out against Bill Cosby. I had a conversation with my brother, and he even said, you know, why would they wait so long to now? I said it was a snowball effect. One person came out, then somebody else felt comfortable, and then just everybody felt comfortable saying, no, this happened to me too. And you gotta remember, at the time, Bill Cosby was one of the biggest TV stars in the world. You're not gonna be able to touch someone at a peak of their popularity like that. Now think of Vince McMahon, the owner of the WWE. The WWE heading into the Attitude Era. The biggest, one of the biggest forms of you know, sports media. The WWE wrestling. Going into the Attitude Era where it would be at its peak of popularity. Shit, Vince was going through the steroid trial. There was talks that, you know, he paid off police officers and got Jimmy Snuka off of jail. That he didn't have to do no jail time. Took him out the jail. He reportedly paid off, you know. How did he dominate the territories? There's always been stories of how he dominated the territories. He would, if you had a wrestling company in Florida, he would go to Florida, find out what channel you were supposed to, you know, air on, and he would buy out that channel. Or he would buy your time slot. If you pay $10,000 to air whatever WWW on Friday night at 8 o'clock, he would come in with $20,000 for that time slot. He would buy out your time slot. Guess what? You got no TV exposure. You got no TV money. You died off. Because that's what Vince did. Vince did some crazy shit back in the day. So are we not to believe that Vince McMahon wouldn't pay off some woman he was having an affair with? Of course he would. That's not even a surprise. I'm surprised it came out now. Like, when it came out, I thought, damn, he's having an affair now? But apparently, no, it's just, this is old hush money, I guess. Listen, like I said, the details are still coming out little by little. Give it a week. I'm pretty sure we're all going to find out. But there are still, you know, Vince ain't alone. He's got accomplices. And we might know why he's kept some of these guys around as long as he has. You know, apparently, one of the main guys who knew what was going on was John Laurinaitis. Good old Johnny Ace. And they're saying, you know, people already saying, it looks like he's going to be the fall guy. They're going to try to pin this on John Laurinaitis. They're going to say, you know, whatever. But John Laurinaitis will be fired very soon. So get ready for that announcement. And we might know why, because of all of this. But here's another thing, which I didn't know. But it has come out that Mr. Kevin Dunn, Mr. Camera Cuts himself, longtime executive, a longtime producer, longtime director, whatever the fuck you want to call him, Kevin Dunn. Apparently, this whole investigation started back in April, I believe. We're learning about it now. The investigation started in April, and apparently, Kevin Dunn himself has taken out $1 million in his stock. It comes out to, I believe, 15,000 stocks, but the lump sum of $1 million. Now, Mr. Kevin Dunn, obviously being a longtime friend and blah, 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 apparently, people are saying that if this investigation started in April and this man took stock shares out in May, that could count as some insider trading. And this man, if caught, if convicted, if tried, if investigated, he'd have to pay a fine, or he could be facing some jail time on some Martha Stewart shit. This man might be going to jail because he thought in the middle of an investigation, I should take my money while the, you know, while the iron's hot. Let me take out some money. But you can't do that. Sorry. You can't do that when your boss is being investigated for some fucked up shit that could also mess with the company and its stock. So he might get caught for that. Take that as what you will. Not a lot of people like Kevin Dunn. I've heard some shit about him, obviously from Jim Cornette. He doesn't like the guy. Kevin Dunn's in charge of all the camera cuts. When the camera cuts 30 times in 10 seconds during a match, we know who to blame. It's that man. So the funny thing is that all this news about Vince and everybody, that came out first. I did this on purpose. The way I'm reporting it, quote unquote, is on purpose, because all this stuff came out about Vince first, and then a few hours later, reports came out that, oh, Sasha Banks might be released from WWE. And me and a lot of other people were like, whoa, 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 whoa. Are we trying to be slick here? Are we trying to divert our attention from, you know, like, you know what I mean? You trying to divert our attention? You trying to create a distraction? No, no, no. Vince is pulling some bullshit, and John Laurinaitis might be the fall guy, and Kevin Dunn is fucking taking out money with some insider trading possibly. But let's distract people. Let's say Sasha might be fired. Maybe. Or maybe released. That'll get people to stop talking about us. I think that's funny. But yeah, I was actually telling my wife that somebody had put on, in the time that Nick Khan, the president of WWE, has been around, this man might have single-handedly knocked off every single McMahon in the last 2 years. Think about it. I think they hired him in 2019, 2020. But as soon as that pandemic started, they cut that roster down. They fired like 50, 60 people. And what did they say? Budget cuts. Budget cuts. Then what happened? The next year, same thing. Mass cuts. A massive amount of cuts. Another like 45, 50, 60 people cut. Budget reasons. Budget cuts. People saying, you know, who, you know, setting up to make WWE profitable. And it has. This past year, last year, WWE has hit the $1 billion mark. Whatever you say, if you say the storylines are shit, these decisions are trash, like you let go of some of our favorite superstars, WWE has made a profit of $1 billion for the first time in company history. You don't think that fucking Nick Khan had something to do with that? Whatever business moves he's doing, whatever decisions he's making, all the little chess pieces he's moving. And people are saying, you gotta make WWE look profitable if you're gonna wind up selling it. And that might be the case. People saying Universal. A lot of people think it's going to be Disney who buys WWE. But I mean, also, if we're thinking about selling, let's not forget the royal family. No, Cody, I'm not talking about the Rhodes. The first royal family in wrestling, the McMahons, in the last few years have been systematically taken out. I mean this in a joking way, obviously, but ain't it a coinciding? Linda hasn't been around for years. We don't even count her. Triple H, with all due respect, the man had a health scare. You know, he was forced to retire. Sad. One of the best to do it. One of my favorites. One of my favorite heels of all time. He has a health scare. He's forced to retire. You know, he can't do it no more. When that health scare went down, he basically had to give up ownership of NXT. He couldn't stay in that management role in NXT. So Vince and them, they took it over. They turned it into NXT 2.0. The black and gold brand was dead. Now Triple H, he's back to work. I don't think at full capacity though. But he was out. Shane McMahon, in charge of booking the Royal Rumble, books himself to be the final four in the Rumble, trading shots with Brock Lesnar and Riddle, and throwing these shitty jabs, and putting himself over to look like $1 million to set up a match with Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. What happens? Some of the people who don't like what you're doing there, Shane, you're going to be fired quietly, but you're going to be let go quietly. So Shane's gone. It was announced recently that Stephanie tweeted out, you know, she's taking some time off. Understandable. Everything that went down with Triple H, you know, the health scare, him retiring, him settling into a new role. And Stephanie wants to take some time off for personal reasons. Understandable. And I get that. But that means Stephanie is gone. And now we're hearing about an affair with Vince McMahon, with hush money involved, $3 million. I don't know. All I can say is that ever since this man, Nick Khan, has come to WWE, every single McMahon has been knocked down. Whether it's someone questioning their booking all of a sudden, a health scare, personal reasons, or an affair that stems from the 80s. It seems that Nick Khan might be ready to sell the WWE soon. And hell, if the board of directors take Vince McMahon out, if they vote him out, what's stopping Nick Khan from saying, hey, Disney, come buy the company? The company is worth however many billion dollars. Disney pays it, and now we got Mickey Mouse versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. I'm fucking around. I don't even know where that last part came from. But you know what I mean. That's it. Vince would be the last holdout if someone was to sell the goddamn company and everybody is out. Nick Khan might be home free. But in all seriousness, we all found out about this investigation yesterday. It started in April. We found out about it yesterday. I'm pretty sure more details are going to be coming out soon. That shit with Kevin Dunn taking out money in April, I found out about that earlier this morning. So we got to see. We got to see a lot of moving parts. A lot of crazy shit going on in WWE right now. All behind the scenes. But we'll see as time goes by. Anyway, guys, thank you for listening. I can't wait to talk to you all next time.